Darius issued an order to the officials west of Euphrates. Let the governor and the elders of the Jews continue the work on the house of God. They are to rebuild it on its former site. I also issue this decree concerning your dealing with these elders of the Jews in the rebuilding of that house of God. From the royal revenue, the taxes of west of Euphrates, let these men be repaid for their expenses in full and without delay. I, Darius, have issued this decree. Let it be carefully executed. The elders of the Jews continue to make progress in the building, supported by the message of the prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, son of Iddo. They finished the building according to the command of the God of Israel and the decrees of Cyrus and Darius and as Alexandrius, king of Persia. They completed this house on the third day of the month of Adar, in the sixth year in the reign of King Darius. The children of Israel, priests, Levites, and the others returned exiles, celebrated the dedication of this house of God with joy. For the dedication of this house of God, they offered 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 lambs, together with 12 he-goats as a sin offering for all Israel, in keeping with the number of the tribes of Israel. Finally, they set up the priests in their classes and the Levites in their divisions for the service of God in Jerusalem, as is prescribed in the book of Moses. The exiles kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. The Levites, every one of them, had purified himself for the occasion, sacrificed the Passover for the rest of the exiles, for the brethren, the priests, and for themselves. The word of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoice because they said to me, we will go up to the house of the Lord, and now we have set our foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem, built as a city with compact unity, to it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. According to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord, in it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, your mother and your brothers are standing outside and they wish to see you. And Jesus said to them in reply, my mother and my brothers are the one who hear the word of God and act on it. The gospel of the Lord. And so today, again, we rejoice with the book of Ezra, how they get to go into the house of Israel and the temple, and they rebuilt it and everything else. And again, yesterday I met with the bishop, and everything is much more hopeful than we could have ever hoped or imagined. So we're not going to be closing. It's going to be good. I want to thank everybody for all their letters that went to the bishop. But he's got more than enough. So, I mean, way, 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 way more. So if you haven't sent your letter, don't send one, because he's got plenty. But again, it's going to be good, so no one should worry. Huh? We're not going to be closing, and it's going to be redone, but not the way it was originally put out. So we're going to be fine. Now, we got to sit there, and we got to listen to the gospel, because the gospel, Jesus is talking about what it means to be a member of the family. And to be a member of the family means we hear God's word and we live it. That means we're living God's holy will. So first of all, it means we got to be listening to God's word, and then we got to implement it in our life. And again, I often think in my own life, and I think, okay, I'm living this part really good. And then he hits me with this part, and I'm not living that part very good. And so it's a constant growth. I don't think any of us here or anyone's watching say, oh, yeah, I live every part of the Word of God perfectly. Oh, yeah, when was the last time you sold everything you own, gave to the poor, and went and followed him? Okay, Father, shut up. I know. So, but here is what God is calling us to do, to listen to him, to obey him. And he calls each of us to live a different part of the Word, huh? We can't all be selling everything and go take care of the poor. We have wives, we have kids, we have husbands, we have families. but we got to constantly, what is God's will for me when I read his word? And I got to be living that every day of my life. So let's do it. Made you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray as always for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We